focus? How can we stay focused amidst all the conflicts, the difficulties, the challenges which are there? How can we maintain focus? Well, Psalm 76 teaches us how we can do that. Well, let's pray together. Our Father, we pray that you will help us to understand and appreciate the challenges which are there in life. We pray that you will teach us, amidst all the conflict, to trust you for all the things that we have always trusted in. We pray that you will help us to truly learn how to stay focused amidst difficulties and trials of life. We give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. One of my little ones who come to me after morning worship, I have a very special extra Sunday school class. They call my office their clubhouse. So it has now got stuck, so it's their clubhouse. And one of the children spoiled, you know, their parents review what they have learned during the week. And to them, a very special time is Sunday because they really like Sunday school. One of the children said to the mother, you know, God does not only speak through heaven. God speaks to us through the Bible. Wow, that's a five-year-old girl. That to me is really, really precious when they were there, and that's important. So the mother sends a photograph in the days when we had open house and all that, and this little girl was there, just barely 1 year old then, and I was carrying her, and that girl is now 7 years old. You know, I mean, it's been a long time. And that's been wonderful to see this. The challenge is to have memories, childhood memories, things which are really able to help you to stay focused. Now that's the challenge. How do we stay focused amidst trouble, trials, and difficulties? I mean, seriously. How do you keep focus? I think that is important for us, right? Look at Psalm 74, the conflict that is there. Psalm 75, the Lord replies at the proper time. When the Lord will choose the proper time, He will judge and judge uprightly. 75 and verse 2. So now 76 is a response to all of these things here. So 74, a prayer to God. Look, these people, these horrible people are destroying your city, killing people all over the place. What do we do? And the Lord replies, I will judge them at the proper time of the Lord's choosing. Right? So in the meantime, Psalm 76 is written sort of in response, right, to all of these things here. And that's what we need to do. The challenge is how can we stay focused? And it is not an easy thing to understand. So the question is, how do we stay focused? And this is what Asaph did, right? Conflict on the one hand, the Lord's promise of judgment on the other hand, proper time. But that time was not yet. So you have it in between, right? The troubles are there. The Lord's judgment is yet in the future. This is the present moment. The question is, how do we stay focused? That is the big question. Right? So Psalm 76 teaches us how to have that focus. And going back, one of the things that we need to have, and that is important, is to develop a strong past. And this is why we want children to learn, so that when they have childhood memories, most of us don't have great childhood memories, for example, or when, you know, if We don't know how to appreciate. Those who are born in Christian families, they take for granted what they have. Those who don't come from Christian families, we got nothing to fall back on. The challenge is to learn how to focus on the past. And this is what Asaph did very, very wisely. And he says, in Judah, God is known. Right? His name is great in Israel. God, that's how the Jews always call. They don't say Israel. They say Israel. And this is how they go about it. And then we talk about how in Salem also is his tabernacle, his dwelling place in Zion. Now, when we take a look at this idea of Judah and Israel, it goes all the way back to King Rehoboam. And in his reign, the kingdom of Israel was split into the northern kingdom, into the southern kingdom. And then he went on to talk about how in Judah, God is known. The northern kingdom chose golden calves to worship, chose idolatry, rejected God instead. That's why the memory is that of in Judah, God is known. Right? So amidst all that, on the one hand, the northern kingdom, 10 tribes, became idolatrous. The only one tribe and a half, Benjamin, half of it, was there. And so it was just simply known as Judah, absorbed into Judah. God is known. Now, this is important. So how do you see one tribe versus 10 and a half tribes on the other side warring against Judah? How do you survive? So this is important. So sometimes the past is something that we need to fall back on. This is why we try to create memories for children. Because it's the memories sometimes, maybe not as children, but we have to create our own memories. And hopefully, those memories are the things that will stay. I think that's important. Right? So we read, in Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem, Jerusalem, also is his tabernacle, his dwelling place in Zion. All of these things have historical significance. And it's important for us as we look at celebrate our church's 50th anniversary. Why do we celebrate this idea of 50th anniversary? Not because it's just historical, but memories way back when. Right? I mean, you just think about this thing. You know, the class here today is bigger than the church we started with. Seriously, when we first started, we have maybe this lot of people, one side of it. Just since starting 1973, right? Then we developed it further, bit by bit. And then suddenly it's 50 years later. But those memories must be so etched in the mind, in the heart, that they are never forgotten. So that we can say God is known in Judah. It was a very, very challenging time in the early days. We had nothing much. Seriously. Nothing much except bit by bit we grow. We had no funds to work with. There was very little support. I mean, seriously, there were months when we were just barely had enough to pay our bills. We've got nothing much. Right? So this is something important, but this is important. What did we remember? The Lord. The Lord's name. That it is great. That his dwelling place is with us. I think these are important things for us to remember. And this will be very, very helpful for us to understand and appreciate. Right? So now we come to the present situation. And this present situation, remember, this is called focus. So this Psalm 76, you read it with a sense of focus. So we do not forget the purpose that is there. Okay? He broke the arrows of the bow, the shield and sword of battle. You cannot imagine how many battles Judah had to fight. First, a fight with Israel. That was a fixed big problem. They were what we call internecine battles. Brothers were fighting each other. That was the first problem. Israel and Judah no longer saw themselves as part of the family, they are fighting each other. Now that is a sad reality, right? It's something that we need to look at very carefully, okay? Then there were the Syrians, constantly a problem. The Philistines, the Edomites, the Ammonites, the Hittites, you just imagine, all of them, they look at Judah vulnerable, only one state. Don't have 11 others to help support you, just one by itself. This is a time, attack. How did Judah survive? This is how it is in the history of Israel too. Right? Now, they celebrate 75 years of 75th year of anniversary this year. Their goal is, we will plant 75,000 trees in memory this year. This is their way of remembering. We will remember. We will plant trees to remember. And this is how they are. So they plant all the usual trees which are there in Israel. And they plant palms. They plant all the things, the acacia and all the other things that would be there. And this is something that we need to. But we cannot forget the arrows that came. The shield, the sword of battle, they all were, and then they were there. How did Israel, how did Judah survive? How did Jerusalem survive? The Lord was there. We cannot but remember the Lord 50 years later, and the Lord is there wonderfully. Now, think about this. Right? So we want to create memories of little ones, and they can be very, very meaningful memories, right? So each week, if there are memories that you want to have, you just remember. What sometimes the memories are things that happened and you watched. Sometimes the memories are things that you were part of. Sometimes it's memories that you create. But they are memories that will help you stay focused. I think that is the best thing to do. But remember, you can memorize or remember things like that. Just as events, or you can remember God in all of this. The psalmist says, we will remember God. Right? So they are memories, but they could be just memories of events, of things, of people. Or you can choose God as part of your memory. And this is what the psalmist did. He chose God to remember amidst all the things. So there was conflict in the early days, right? This is the first part of it. And then the second part of it is to look at how these things worked out. And God was there amidst all of these things. That is how to look at the whole idea of focus, right? But let's take a look at what we are looking at, talking about God in His name. Now, the focus on God went on to talk about the folk. This is where, right? So God's protection was there. That was remembered. So 1, 2, 3, right? You are more glorious than the mountains. That is what we call the person of God. So we move from protection events to the person of God Himself. I think that is something very, very special and wonderful. Right? You can remember the gift, or you can remember the giver. Now, that they're not the same. Right? So this is something that is just absolutely important. You are more glorious and excellent than the mountains of prey. Why contrast? The mountains of prey refer to all those people, all kinds of these things here. The whole area there, there are lots of mountains around, right? There were mountains, there were powerful enemies, and there were all those, there are always predators, and there will always be prey, all the time, right? So my little cat is a predator. Every evening, he will come to me and he says, we must go out to the garden. So he will come and tell me. So I bring him to the garden. And he will search every corner, you know. So my place is literally lizard-free. So one day he attacked one. I didn't see it. I'm not fast enough, not sharp enough. And he caught it. Then he was going to go into the house already. I said, how come you want to go out so fast? Then I saw him, this lizard that long. What? And so he captured this lizard, put it in his mouth, and he was very happily going to the house. The lizard, he doesn't kill them, you know. He just grabs them. And he puts them down. Then he watches it. And then if he moves, he taps it. I have no idea. It's almost cruel. But I don't use that to describe my cat. So I say, but he is a predator. So he will look at, he has, one time he made a mistake. He bit a toad. And it was so awful. And he kept on spitting out because it was just awful. After that, he didn't bite a toad. He would just capture the toad and then put it there. Okay, don't move. So if the toad doesn't move, it doesn't bother. He moves, he will jump on it again. So I've seen him caught lizard, toads, a bird. And he can literally jump 5 times his height. And I didn't even see the bird. When it comes to my eyesight, not only my hearing, my eyesight also not so good compared. But he's very good. And he notices it and he jumps into the bush and he grabs it. And the one who wants to go home, he means he caught something. And there he is. So mountains of prey is a description, a pretty amazing description, right? The stout-hearted were plundered, behaves. You see, this is important. Mountains are actually predators, and yet they become prey, right? Marauders are usually stout-hearted, but they are now plundered. Right, the people who are the victors become the victims. The conquerors become the conquered. This is how he remembered. They have sunk into their sleep. None of the mighty men have found the use of their hands. I think this is something that you have to take a look at. You know, in the earlier part of it, when in the days when, you know, we talk about Khartoum today and how they are fighting there. You know, that place has been fighting since literally early 1900. This is now 2023. They've been fighting for 1,000 years and they still have still fighting over there. And the local situations can be quite tough. I was reading an excerpt of these things here, the historical battles that were there 1,000 years back, and the people there can be really fanatical, seriously, right? So you have two factions, and they can fight each other over anything, everything, and it becomes a very real battle, right? So this are, so what are you? So the stout-hearted, the strong, the brave are themselves, they've become mountains of prey. Right? So you never know what will happen next. The one moment you think these people are going to do, what is God going to do? Now, that is important. Again, here, you remember the Lord in all of these things. The focus, you must not lose the focus. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, the chariot, the horse were cast into a dead sleep. I think that's important, right? So remembering all the past battles, sometimes we think that that's in the past, it won't happen again. No, it's not. World War I, they call it the war to end all wars. It didn't happen. In less than 50 years, the next battle, World War II, comes. And already people are worried that World War III will come. So many people think that it's going to be a Ukraine problem. I don't think that's going to be the place. To me, the place where I'm watching is Israel. Look at what's happening. Iran is involved, right? That Middle East area is involved. Israel is involved. US involved. Russia involved. And biblically, prophetically, Israel will be the scene of battle. So really, I am watching over all these things here. What is our focus? And your rebuke, O God of Jacob. Why is he called the God of Jacob? Because Israel is not Israel, the righteous one. Israel is Jacob, the confused one, the confounded one, the unwise one, always, all the time, maneuvering, manipulating, involved in all kinds of shenanigans. This is the God of Jacob. But he is still God. That is what we're remembering. So there is a protection of God, there is a person of God, and that we carry on. And this is where we talk about the person of God, and this is something we need to look at very carefully. Right? We call this the presence of God. Who may stand in your presence? Right? You are to be feared when once you are angry. You cause judgment to be heard from heaven. The earth feared and was still when God arose to judgment. Now this is Psalm 75 and verse 2. God will choose judgment one day. Right? So this is going to be a very, very important thing. So there is the protection of God, remember. There is the person of God, remembered. Right? Now, there is the actual presence of God to be considered. See, most of us don't realize that a presence of God can be both strong, positive, or negative to the enemies. And that is something that is very real. Right? So it's important for us to look at it. God is to be feared. Who can stand in his presence when once he is angry? Right? It takes a lot to get God angry. But one day, God will rise in judgment. This is the presence of God. Psalm 75, verse 2. Right? So 74, the prayers, petitions to God. Right? 75, the Lord's promise of his judgment, his presence will be there. Psalm 76, the psalmist tries to stay focused. Now, it's not easy to stay focused, you can be sure. Right? That's why in Psalm 77, next week we will look at it, how hard it was to stay focused. Well, that is important for us to understand. But the focus is the right thing to build on. It's very important. Right? So then the psalmist went on to talk about, surely the wrath of man shall praise you. What does that mean? So sometimes he speaks really in almost in riddles. What does it mean? The wrath of man shall praise you. Remainder of wrath, you shall gird yourself. Now that is important for us. Right? And the old classic called the Red Badge of Courage. And the old American novel where this young boy thinks how wonderful it is to be in battle, the glory of it all, until he gets into battle, that he realizes how much of a coward he really is. Right? Everybody fled from the enemy. And so he was one of those people who ran. And along the way, he got injured and everybody thought he was a hero. But not because of war wounds. He fell down and he injured himself. And then, so he bandaged his head. And then everybody thought he was a war hero. Well, this is how it works. Not everybody is a hero. Heroes exist in Rambo. You know, one person. And he destroys a whole army all by himself. That's nonsense. In reality, you're just one tiny person in the midst of all these things here. So that's the wrath of men. But you know what? The wrath of man actually is something also used by God. This is a principle of Joseph in Genesis 50, verse 20. He says to the brothers, you meant evil, God meant good. That is a fantastic principle. So you may plan wrath, but God plans praise. They're not the same. So what God does is he makes use of the plans of men, including the wrath of men, and it will end up redounding to the praise of God. This is Romans 8:28 principle. all things finally work together for good. Right? So this is important. Will there be people who will attack us? I mean, seriously, everywhere you go, you're bound to find people who will attack you. The question is, how do we face all these attacks? Now, this is one of those principles. So this is what I do. One, I stay focused. The more the attacks, you don't worry about the attacks. You stay focused on the Lord, remembering the past. How has the Lord kept us, provided for us, protected us all these 50 years? You stay focused and you find strength all over again. Right? This is important. Right? So that's Tantau. So I happen to be the pastor who leads the church. And since I've been leading for 50 years, suddenly I am called dictator. Right? So I am called cult leader. And so on and so forth. These attacks won't stop. It has never stopped. Right? And so it is. So we try very hard to look at the oneness that the Lord Jesus prayed for, that they may be one. So you take a look at Paul wrote the same thing. We are one. And we have achieved a certain amount of oneness. And then suddenly they turn around and say they're all yes men. See, you can't win. No matter what you do, there will always be people who will be naysayers. So what's the best thing to do? You stay focused. Lord, you're there. One, the past. Two, the protection. Three, the person of God. Four, the presence of God. Can you see all these things here? Once you stay focused, there'll there be people who will attack you always. You just don't worry about them. Remember, they can be angry with you. They will try to find fault with you. They will tell you, you know, you said this wrongly and so on and so forth. All the time, you must expect this. So what is our focus going to be like? This is where Psalmist tells us, right? The presence of God is such, you don't worry about it. So even if man is angry with you, and the wrath of man is there. At the end of it all, the greatest anger is not man's, is that of God that you should fear. So you just learn to do what you need to do. You just carry on, no matter what people may say, one way or the other. Otherwise, that given people into Facebook, into all kinds of things. People will use any means, every means to attack, no matter how you look at it. Right? So whatever it is, do I want to bother about all these things? No. I don't have a Facebook. I don't have Instagram. I don't have any of these things here. I really don't want to be bothered about any of these things here. I am serious. Why? I just want to stay focused. Right? So what is a personal response? Now, this is very important for us, right? So this is where we look at what we call a personal response in verse 11, the advice. Make vows to the Lord your God. Pay them. I think that's important, right? So I made a vow to the Lord. I will serve you, right? Matthew 16, 24. Anybody who wants to come after him, deny yourself. Take up your cross, follow. Right? So that was a promise, a vow that you made, that no matter what, you stay focused. That is what I am seeking to do, to stay focused. You make a vow to the Lord, and then you pay them. That's important. Let all who are around him bring presents to him who ought to be feared. In other words, we continue to bring whatever we want to do for the Lord. This is our present to the Lord. And we will continue to do so. This is our focus. No matter what. And that is our great challenge. Well, what will the Lord do with all the enemies? And this is very important. He shall cut off the spirit of princes. What is the spirit of princes? Literally. The power that drives all these things, all the hatred that is there, all the naysayings that are there, all the negative comments which are there, they will always be there. The question is, how can we cope with all? Don't worry, the Lord will cut them off. So watch what happens. To all those who are naysayers, tell me where they are spiritually today. Where are they? Gone. Out of touch, out of church, out of faith, out of life, nothing. So what remains? The Lord. At the end of it all, you watch what happens. That focus is just there. And this is why Psalm 76 is important for us, to help us to learn how we can stay focused in all the things that we are doing. Right? So are there people who will be going to say something negative? Expect them. At the end of it all, the best thing to do, to me, I am caught up with the awesomeness of God in every sense of the word. Let the Lord be there to reign supreme for all things. That is the most wonderful thing to do. Right? So if you were to look at Psalm 76, then you take a look at this thing. Right? So remember, 74. First, we have a lot of problems, petition to the Lord because of problems in the country. Right? People are attacking, people are hurting, people are in pain, people are in sorrow because of all the marauders. Well, the Lord replies, Psalm 75, don't worry about them. I will judge them, but I will choose the proper time to judge them. Right? So now you're in between. The problems which are there, the future judgment, and you're stuck in between. What do you do when you're in between? You learn Psalm 76, focus. Focus on what? On the past. The Lord's protection. The Lord has kept us for 50 years. Right? Because I'm the only one who can tell you I'm here, been here for 50 years. In fact, long before 50 years, I have been involved in Bethany's history for 60 years. Right? The first 10 years were just building Sunday school work all the time. What do you do? And you stay there and you just do whatever you can. And you just do all you can until it began at a church. Right? So many years later, after the Sunday school had developed to some extent, one of the church elders came up to me and said to me, we would like you to start a church. He said, you really? Yes. We'll find a piece of land. So we bought a house. And houses in those days, Bethany 1 was bought, $64,000. You can't even pay COE for it today. $64,000. That was our house, 2,100 square feet. Oh, that was amazing. Then shortly after that, I bought Jalan Bangau. And then combined together, we were still not very big, 12,000 square feet. And then we developed the church from there. So looking back, so there's a lot of rich history for me. So I do not forget the past. But I don't just remember events. That's not the point. I remember God. That is to me my focus. Not just past events, past memories. There's some who came and went. Right? There's some who came and stayed. And thank God for all who are stayers. But even if those who are not and they left angrily, the praise, the wrath of man, the praise of God. So I look at it and I look at it and what do I see? The protection of God, the provision of God, the person of God, the presence of God, the power of God. And we are still here today. 50 years. I like what this person was saying today in today's interview page. And he says, I don't like to think that I'm successful. And he says, the moment you think you're successful, you're obsolete. Well, he's got a point there. So I don't see this as we have arrived. I don't think we have arrived. But we will continue with our focus. Right? This is very important. One is our focus, the Lord Himself. Right? His protection, His power, His judgment, His awesomeness, His greatness. To me, all these things are the things that I focus on, right? So 50 years, I mean, that is absolutely vital for us to consider, right? So as we look back and celebrate 50th year, and I'm glad we're all going to take a photograph. And so we began some years ago. We'll start with SSS4. This class will be different from other classes. This class is like a department by itself. And so we develop. So we get involved, we help, we do our part, we sponsor, we do what we can. And then suddenly it comes alive and we keep growing. And that's the key thing. So I want to share with you what it's all about. And this is absolutely important. So I'm always surprised at the new things that come. So one of the mothers wrote me today. He said, you know, I'm sorry, my children couldn't come last Sunday. It's don't worry, it's all right. We'll come whenever they can. And so one group didn't come, another group came. And of course, they come to feed the fish and sometimes overfeed the fish. Next day, one fish died. It's one of those things that that can happen because everybody. So I try to give them half cup. Today, I give them one quarter cup. So it's a sort of so weird, but still so many people and poor fish. I try not to feed them every day now. So we'll try and see how. But, you know, it's important. It's not these things. It's the memory created. So you ask yourself, if all these years at Bethany, what have you learned? Well, it's not just, oh, remember the food. But, please. It must not be that alone, or I remember the thing. I think there are lots and lots of things that we want to. And it's not the programs. I think the most important thing to remember is the Lord Himself. What was the Lord like? The earlier years when we started this, the earlier years when we tried that, earlier the Lord was there consistently all the way. And so I learned one big word in ministry: focus. So Psalm 76 by itself may seem, you know, you don't know, almost innocuous. But once you understand that the psalmist is really, look at this, 74, 75, 76, and you stay focused. Now, Psalm 77 will tell you it is not easy to stay focused. Right? You will see the psalmist grumbling a little bit, a lot. Well, think about it. So it's not easy, but that's important. When our faith is tested, when the trials of life are hard, what's the best thing to do? Always have a focus in your life, right? So no matter what it is, so instead of looking at the good and the bad, you know, you weigh all those things, the best thing to do is to remember how the Lord was there. He was there all the way through in the past. It is protection, it is provision, it is promises, it is presence, it is power, and more. Right? Now, if you take a look at, this is actually like Psalm 68, very much the same figures are there. The protection, the provision, the presence, the power, the promises, they're all there, very, very similar. But this time, a little bit more focused because of the trials and the troubles that they were facing there and then. Okay, I know it's tough. Let's stay focused. But this, despite all the toughness, wait, has God not provided? Yes. Has God not promised? Yes. Has His presence not been made known? Yes. Has His power not been seen? Yes. And this is very important. God was protecting us. God has provided for us. God's presence is with us. And we are encouraged. We want to keep serving the Lord. That is the lesson that we want to learn. And that's important. Right? So let's not measure our life by the things we have or don't have. Let's not measure our life by the things that we would like to have. You know, we look at all the losses and all the regret. Don't live life in regret. Focus on the Lord. His promises, His person, His power, His provision, His protection. And then you will find that focus will help you cope with life far better. And this is important. So Psalm 76, though it may seem innocuous, is all related to Israel. The principles are there, and that's important. But may our hearts be greatly, greatly encouraged along the way. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the joy of reading your word, of understanding that can come. We thank you for your provision in so many ways to so many different people. And a provision was made available to people who are in need. We thank you for all who are your servants and their help in such tremendous ways. We pray that you will teach us how to continue with our focus on who you are and all that you are. We give thanks that you are just that wonderful, wonderful God to us all. Help us to remain in great focus amidst all the troubles and the trials and the tribulation that some are experiencing today and maybe even more tomorrow. Help us to have our faith further strengthened and encouraged. We pray, giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.